Okie dokie. So I haven't posted anything for Audio Haven in a while. And there's this questionnaire, and I also realized that I didn't post the other questionnaire I had done. So I'm gonna go ahead and hurry up and record this and hopefully post both soon. So, what would be harder, confessing to someone that you love them or that you don't love them back? And for me, it would be that I don't love them back because I honestly truly love so many people. And I don't mean to seem like I use that word lightly because I don't. It definitely has a very big place in my heart. So, yeah. So telling someone that I don't love them back would be very difficult for me. What makes you bored? Like really, really bored? I don't get bored. I don't like to use the word bored. My parents were both educators, and so in the United States, we have, well, in Texas, we have standardized testing, and being both educators, they had access to old release tests. And so there was one summer, I used to say, I'm bored all the time. I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm bored. Mom, I'm bored. Dad, I'm bored. I'm, you know, just ridiculously. And so they printed out every single release test, and every time I said the word I'm bored, I was given one, and I had to complete standardized testing. So that word has been almost completely erased from my vocabulary. What scares you the most, and why? If I'm really honest, death scares me. Not from other people. I mean, I worry because I love my family and whatnot. But me dying really scares me. So I'm not afraid of heights. I'd love to go mountain climbing and skydiving and all these things, but I am afraid of dying. Why? I'm not quite sure. I tend to be I feel very guilty a lot of the time for no reason. Just, I don't know, I would feel bad to leave people. So yeah, so I wouldn't want to leave people without me. Not that I'm like, oh my God, so great, but, I don't know, family and friends and whatnot, I would just, I don't know. How big is your bed? It's a queen sized. And it's funny because I'm so short, but I actually have it on razors. On razors, that sounds weird. On like these things that go under my bed frame to make it taller, so I have to like hop to get on my bed. I don't know why, but I like it, and it also opens up more room for storage under my bed because I have too much stuff. I would rather be stuck on an island with an Anna impersonator because I love Frozen and I would just have so much fun. We would sing every single song, with the exception of the computer. What can you hear? That's funny because yeah, I can hear my computer. My computer makes noise. I can hear highway and interstate traffic, because there's one not too far from my house. Usually I can hear people speeding, like through my neighborhood and whatnot. I can hear my house settling, and it's pretty quiet right now in my house right now because everybody's doing their own thing, but sometimes I can hear other people talking. If you were in a serious long distance relationship, you got to the point where you wanted to live together, what person would have to move? That's really hard. I don't know, if I'm honest, I would probably move. I mean, it would suck, I would miss my family, but I don't know. I have been in Texas my whole entire life, and so I don't think I would mind. It depends on where the other person lives too. Like if you're somewhere up north, though, see, I just heard a door close. If you're somewhere up north, I don't know how that would work because I don't like the cold at all. So definitely somewhere warm, probably. And pretty weather. If you had to choose one, would you rather always wear earmuffs or nose plug? Oh, definitely earmuffs. Nose plugs are uncomfortable. I know that sounds weird, but like I used to have like breathing function tests done to me, and I would actually have to wear a nose plug for a long period of time because I was only allowed to breathe through my mouth for the tests that they'd run. And so nose plugs are very uncomfortable. I don't like stuff being on my nose. I honestly don't even like wearing my glasses. Because I sit on my nose. What time is bedtime? Anytime I decide to go to bed. Some nights I stay up. I don't know why I have that song stuck in my head. Some nights I stay up really, 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 really late. Other times I go to sleep really early. It just depends. Have you ever waxed any part of your body? No, I haven't, but I'm interested in trying it because shaving gets annoying, and I heard that waxing lasts longer. Would you rather have an extra finger or a missing toe? I would probably rather have an extra finger because I could get that removed. If you have a missing toe, you can't really get it back. And I like to wear sandals because I don't like shoes. And so, missing toe would be kind of weird. Are you a bathtub or a shower person? And why is that your answer? Oh, excuse me. Most of the time I shower. I don't have a lot of time I don't know, I don't make a lot of time for myself. And so, sorry, I ate a really big meal. Like, I don't know, you know when you eat a lot and you feel like you're gonna burp, but you don't actually burp? Okay, I'm getting off topic. I'm so weird. I'm sorry, you guys. Anyways, I shower most of the time because it's fastest and easiest for me. Also, I am female, and so, like, I don't know, when I'm in a bathtub, I like to sink all the way in, and, like, washing my hair when I'm in a bathtub is annoying, because then you don't, like, actually rinse it all out, and I don't know, but, I mean, I like baths, so, like, if my muscles are really sore, or I do just want to take some time to relax, then I, run a bubble bath or something and sit in it for a long time, because I'm weird. Like, I run the water really, really hot, and so that way it stays warm for a long time. What feature do you like the most on your face? My eyes and freckles, which to me kind of go together, but, mainly my eyes. Why? I love my eyes. A lot of people like my eyes. My eyes are very, I consider them to be very distinct. And I get compliments on them on literally almost a daily basis by random strangers. It's weird. Sometimes I've had to get used to it just because it happens so much. But yeah, I also make eye contact with a lot of people. Just, I don't know, that's just how I am. To me, eye contact is important. I make eye contact with people all the time. I would rather step on a Lego than French kiss a fist, because that is gross. Plus, I'm used to stepping on Legos. Not that I'm immune, yes, they still hurt, but my siblings both really like Legos. Can you close your eyes and raise your eyebrows? Yes, I can. If you could choose one trait that you'd want your next significant other to have or do, what would it be and why? I don't know. I don't like pinpointing that. In my opinion, you can fall in love with anyone. So why pinpoint one trait? I don't know. Humor, I guess. I feel like a lot of people I know are humorous. Let's say this. Being able to put up with my humor, because my humor is ridiculous and I laugh at almost everything and I make really stupid jokes and... yeah, so being able to put up with my humor. Would you rather fight Mike Tyson or talk like him for the rest of your life? I'd probably rather try to fight him. What form of public transport do you prefer? I don't know. I don't really have a preference. Where I live, we don't have, like, you'd have to go to the city to have public transportation. I live too far out to have it, and so I've only ridden an actual, like, public transportation bus one time in my life, besides the school bus, which I don't really count, because it's a school thing. So I got some bus. I mean, it was fun. I liked it. I don't know, I like watching people, and so, like, just being able to sit and have my earphones and sit in the back is kind of neat and enjoyable to me, and I like looking out the window and whatever. What do you typically have for breakfast? If you don't eat breakfast, why? I don't always eat breakfast just because I'm not always hungry in the morning, which is a really bad habit of mine. I'm seriously trying to break, but I'm not doing a very good job. Oh, I'm tired. Today's been a long day. I slept through most of it, but this morning was hard on me, so. Anyways, what do you typically have for breakfast? If I have breakfast, I absolutely love spinach and kale omelet with cheese on top. I love my eggs and I love my spinach, and I've been adding kale because kale doesn't have that much of a taste to me. And an English muffin, and instead of butter, I toast the English muffin, and instead of butter I use coconut oil because it tastes like butter and it's good and it's supposed to be better for you. Would I rather be a giant hamster or a tiny rhino? I'd rather be a tiny rhino because I feel like it would be cute. Yeah, I think that covers it. So, I had a lot of fun doing this questionnaire. Thank you, Kikiara, I can't talk today, Kikiara, sorry if I butcher it, for making this questionnaire.